Good morning. The government has announced plans to eradicate alternative medicines such as acupuncture and homeopathy from health centres. The proposal, unveiled by the Science and Health Ministries, aims to avoid the potential harmful effects of these practices when they are used as an alternative or a complement to regular treatment based on science, so the government said in a statement. It didn't make clear what it regarded as alternative medicine, but did give the examples of acupuncture and homeopathy. Many people still believe that some of these treatments work, despite there being no scientific proof available, the statement said. It also wants to avoid alternative medicine being taught in Spanish universities. The issue has taken centre stage recently, with health and science professionals pressuring the health ministry to take action after several high-profile deaths. Tourists have been drinking filthy mojito cocktails containing bacteria on Barcelona's beaches, police have revealed. Three people have been arrested for selling the contaminated beverages, which police said were unsafe to drink and could have been harmful to the health of those who drank them. The drinks, which were sold for up to €10 to unsuspecting holidaymakers, were seized during police raids and taken away for analysis. Police said filthy cocktails have been detected several times this year on Spanish beaches, with some of the ingredients being stored down drains to avoid being detected. Police say three have been arrested and will face prosecution for public health offences. More than 1,000 jobs are to be created at a new train manufacturing plant in Scotland by a Spanish company bidding to win HS2 rolling stock contracts. Talgo will build its first UK manufacturing base at the site of a decommissioned power station on the north shore of the Firth of Forth. The company is also to establish an innovation centre in Chesterfield in Derbyshire, which will bring together UK suppliers. Talgo works in the design, manufacture and servicing of fast, lightweight trains and has bid to win the contract for the HS2 rolling stock. The construction of the factory will take around 18 months. And Spanish police are asking for help in naming a rescued puppy that they plan to train as their new member of the force. Responding to a call, the authorities in Granada found a man kicking a German shepherd dog on the street. After stopping the man and rushing the dog to hospital, the officers decided to adopt and recruit the puppy. A Twitter poll is currently underway to pick a name for the newest member of the force. The officers first posted about the dog on Monday. Local media says it was the owner who was mistreating the dog. Authorities reportedly arrested him for abuse. Of the four named choices on yesterday's Twitter poll, Rocky, Lucky and Iron were there, but Stan Lee, the Marvel Comics creator's name, was leading the list last night. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.